Ever since high school in the early 2000s, when a number of personal and world events converged in a way that perhaps I'll share a little bit more about in future episodes, I've been working with people trying to find creative ways to help us do a better job thinking about how we govern. This is why I ran for mayor in my hometown in 2011, because I believe that starting at the local level and ideally working its way up, good ideas built not on party affiliation or ego, but rather on a careful deliberation and communication of the facts will lead us to the best outcomes, regardless of our own political persuasion or our own opinion on any given issue. And over the last 10 years, beyond my time as a mayor, municipal business administrator, student, professor, entrepreneur, consultant, emergency manager, and volunteer EMT, I've had the chance to speak to tens of thousands of people through literally thousands of events and workshops and conversations across New Jersey and the country and the world. California, Missouri, Rwanda, Ireland, from thatched roof bars in places like Costa Rica to the White House, all talking about theories of change, governance, and really our shared future. And what I've learned from all of these incredible exchanges with other people is that there isn't just any one policy issue that stands between us and better government, but rather that there is a deeper problem with how we understand and interact with our own minds, facts, and the realities that make up the world around us, and importantly, our decision-making institutions. Some of this might have become a little more clear throughout 2020, that we're living in a world where many people are incentivized to be on pathways towards totally divergent, incompatible realities, where we can no longer even agree on the most basic starting points to a discussion. Amidst this fragmentation, many romanticize the idea of a large emergency bringing people together to unify against a common enemy, like an Independence Day. But we were faced with such an emergency this year, and instead of unifying around a common enemy, we were further divided into picking one of the two sides when presented with another round of false choices, largely set up by a political and media complex that benefits from such division and simply isn't competent enough to design better solutions that don't take a giant sledgehammer to problems that require a scalpel. Having to choose between our health and our economy is just another lie perpetuated by a system that isn't good enough to design a solution that just meets both of those goals. And without a shared starting point that provides people like us who don't agree on solutions a common ground to begin the conversation on what we should do, we're always going to miss each other and always going to implement bad policy at best, as each side simply tries to wrestle power from the other so it can do whatever it wants. As they continue to do this, each falsely created side will become increasingly frustrated and angry as people perceive the other people to be missing the point, or they begin to despise them because they can't understand how someone can hold such a dangerous and terrible position because it defies all logic or goes against those people's own interests or isn't based on the facts. Does any of that sound a little familiar? Now, perhaps this is timely as we're heading into this unprecedented holiday season, but I can tell you that throughout the thousands of conversations I've had with people of all different political and demographic and religious and ethnic backgrounds over the last 10 years is this. We have far more in common in what we each see as a good future than what it seems like. I've worked with groups of diverse individuals from different parts of the country who have radically different lives and outlooks and party affiliations, but who ultimately share similar visions for a more economically secure, safer and healthier, and freer future that enables people to equitably pursue the things that matter most to them. But instead of working towards that future, we have been pitted against each other. We have been made to believe that the other side is less intelligent, less moral, or less free than our side is. But this isn't real. The current ideologies of where the political leaders and the Democratic and Republican parties draw the lines that we then fight over in 2020, that doesn't actually represent any natural organization or categorization that we have to follow. How artificial these lines are become especially clear in places like New Jersey, where you have a Democratic majority that's comprised of two sides locked in a perpetual fight with each other with basically the same level of political violence that Democrats and Republicans face off with nationally. And our insistence on continuing to operate in systems with lines drawn in a way that clearly produces poor results over and over and over again serves to keep the powerful in power and really reduces any chance of real change to almost nothing. But if we can find a way to drop some of these pretenses that are used to intentionally divide us, they are tools of the political domination we inherited from primate ancestors, used by people now intent on the self-interested style of governing that they do in House of Cards, I have no doubt if we drop those pretenses that we can find ways to start to rebuild a common reality in our families, in our communities, in our country. This common reality, a shared starting point, can serve as the foundation on which we base all of our future arguments, debates, and decisions about what to do. But without that common starting point, we really have nothing. And we'll continue this downward spiral into individualized, self-fulfilling understandings of reality that grow increasingly radical on all sides and increasingly incompatible with anything different from our own pre-existing preferences. This is why I'm launching this new podcast, Rethinking. I'm going to bring together ideas, concepts, policies, and people from all of these experiences and perspectives and provide you, primarily people that are working in or around government or who think about these kinds of issues that we face, a unique, nonpartisan, free, open, critical space to get really deep into discussions about some of the greatest challenges that we face. We will question major assumptions built into how we think about things to help us be more confident in our philosophy and outlook on the world, as well as bring in practical lessons from management to help us actually implement whatever new ideas that we might come up with. There will also be interactive video calls following each of the episodes to provide a small group a chance to meet each other and dive a little further into the topic that was discussed that month. This will also include some practical takeaways to help you incorporate some of these ideas directly back into your work and your own thinking, and however you want to use those to approach your life. Now, I'll be posting approximately one topic a month, and we'll email at about the same frequency if you're joining on the email list. The focus here is really going to be on quality and depth of content, not quantity. You can find all the latest episodes, and information on my website at rethinkingwithalextorpey.com. Here is a quick take on some of the episodes that I plan on doing in the future. Can we use a healthcare methodology from substance abuse treatment to help us have better conversations with those that we disagree with? This next one I'm very excited about. Nursing the Picard in all of us. Why are so many people bad bosses? And what can we learn from Jean-Luc Picard of the Federation Starship Enterprise? Yes, this is a Star Trek episode about good management practices. Can we improve the ability of our police to earn trust in our communities and serve those communities more effectively while at the same time making the true cost of government more transparent by eliminating the ability for governments to anticipate revenue in their court systems? Does government have a right or responsibility to protect citizens' self-sufficiency? So your right to repair or DIY laws, right to farm, self-sufficiency in regards to water and power, hunting and fishing, and things like that. Does the government have a right to protect, a responsibility to protect those rights? And what can we learn? Why do we make such easy mistakes in trying to determine whether a entity like a company is good or bad by basing off the fact whether they're a for-profit company or a nonprofit company or a government? We'll talk about some real ways to understand whether the organization you're looking at is actually accountable or not. We'll talk a little bit about why the way that we handle garbage is such trash and what we can do to fix our waste stream and recycling stream system, so that we can ensure a cleaner and less wasteful future. And we're going to talk a little bit about elections and voting machines and the pros and cons of paper ballots and the machines that we use currently and of future blockchain-derived technologies. What's the best way to ensure a secure, verifiable, accessible election in the United States? And how do we rebuild trust in those systems to work? So those are just an example of a couple of the episodes upcoming. If there's something that you'd like to hear about, a topic that you wish there was a forum to dive into farther, please email me and let me know, and perhaps we can include that as a future episode. And the same, if you've heard anything here that you want to share some information on or that you might have a particular expertise on, please get in contact with me and let me know. And maybe we can bring those thoughts to the rest of the folks that are tuning in. So I appreciate you taking the time to listen to this introduction, this first episode of Rethinking with Alex Torpy. I'm really excited to get this going and really excited to dive into some of these issues that really require some set-aside time where we can question all of our assumptions and rethink what we can do and how we can better ourselves, our communities, and our republic. So please join me in rethinking by visiting rethinkingwithalextorpy.com, and you can find the podcast on your favorite podcast subscription service or sign up for the email list. So thanks again for joining, and I hope that you'll join one of the interactive discussions, and I'll get a chance to meet all of you and talk to you all soon as we work on these things together. So thank you.